What's going on here, Lum? Fix to have a sale?
Oh, great. You scared me, you did.
Oh, sitting
here listening to the radio. You better talk. Into goodness.
Hey, what's the big sale about, Lum?
Oh, we ain't going to have no sale.
Well, what do you got all those empty counters lined up down through the center of the store then for?
Oh, them just put down the middle there to divide the store off, sort of.
Divide the store?
Yeah. Meeting the nurse divided the store up again.
Oh.
That's his half over there on that side, and this one's mine on this side.
Oh, swan to goodness. Haven't you fellas got over that misunderstanding you had yet?
Misunderstanding? I know exactly what happened.
Well, I thought you'd have this all straightened out by this time.
Well, I tried to. You heard me yesterday. Tried to apologize for the way I've been acting, and you wouldn't listen to me. Stubbornest one man that ever drawed breath, I know.
And so you got the store divided up again, huh?
Yeah. We spent all morning getting things divided up.
Hello, man.
Tell you the truth, though, I don't believe it's going to work out very good.
Why, of course it ain't, Lum. This is no way to run a store.
Well, what else is a body going to do, Dick? Abner won't even speak to me.
Well, Lum, I know you can't run a store like this. You're just going to ruin your business.
I know it. I can tell it already. Folks have been coming in here wanting this and that, and they got to run backwards and forwards across the store to do their trading and see which one of us will make them the best price on whatever they're buying.
Oh, you both got a complete line of everything, huh?
Oh, yeah, complete. Divided everything up even.
Mm-hmm.
Just like two separate stores now.
Well, you know it. You can't operate two stores right here in the same building as competitors.
I know. I'm beginning to find that out.
Of course, Lum.
I want to study up some good name for my half the store.
Well, you better study up a name, the Jot 'em Down Store, like you've always called it, and go back in partner with Abner and put this merchandise back like it belongs.
I don't want to be partners with him. I think I'll call it Lum's Emporium.
Well, I'm not going to get into it. That's your business. But it won't work, I'll tell
you. No, Abner started cutting prices already. Got me to where I don't know what to ask for article.
Well, I don't see how you divided things up this way, Lum. If you just had it divided up, why didn't one of you take the groceries and the other one take the dry goods and make two separate stores like that?
Yeah, that would have been a lot better, wouldn't
it? Well, of course it would.
Never thought of that. The way it was, we had an awful time sorting out candy and stuff like that. See that candy there? We had to count every piece of that.
Hmm. Not as bad as it was the last time. You count the beans, the rice, and everything else.
Yeah, well, we just weighed them up this time.
Well, I'm glad to see you're improving on your thinking. Anyway, well, that's about like you two fellas, all right, Lum, to go to trouble like this.
Here's receipts from coming in a while ago to do some trading. Left out mad as a hornet.
What's the matter with Ezra?
Oh, he wanted to buy a pair of shoes.
Well, that shouldn't make you mad.
Well, you see, Abner's got all the left shoes, and I've got the right ones on my side.
Oh, I see.
I sold him the right one for $1, and just because Abner never had no more sense than selling the left one for 50 cents, he come back over here and wanted me to give him part of his money back. And when I wouldn't do it, he got mad and stormed out of the store.
Yeah, I wondered what was wrong with Ezra when he came over to my place there and bought a pair of shoes a while ago.
Did he show up over there?
Yeah, he came over there. He hadn't played with me for years. Well, that shows right there how you're losing business.
Oh, yeah. And there's all that trouble about who gets the shoe stamp, too.
Yeah.
That's a bother.
Well, of course.
You can't tear them things in, too, you know.
You better not let them catch you, don't you?
No. Tear that airplane right in the middle, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and you tear yourself right in the middle, too, both of you.
Yeah, that's giver me stuff, eh?
Yes, you're right about that.
Messing with trouble there.
Yeah, you're in trouble if you do that.
And we're so mixed up on our ceiling prices, I don't know where we're at. I know the old P&A is going to come out here and investigate us if we ain't careful.
Yeah. Whereabouts is Abner at now?
He's back there in the feed room, dividing up the feed now.
Oh.
Stacking it up on both sides of the room back there.
Now, Jack, that's right point of a job, isn't it? Lifting them 100-pound sacks of feed around back there by himself.
Yeah, it is pretty heavy, all right. But I told him he could do that while I sorted out the cigars and divided them up.
Oh.
Here, have a cigar, Dick.
No, much like that. Well, I don't believe I care for one.
Go ahead. We got one extra one anyhow. Just save an argument if you do.
Well, Lum, I've got cigars over at my store. I don't like to smoke yours.
Well, I wish you would. I got an extra one. I smoked one myself thinking that'd make it come out even, but I must have counted wrong. Here, take one. If I smoke another, I'll be sick, sure.
Well, all right. Thanks, Lum. Well, you fellas must have been pretty busy today to get all this work done in here, Lum.
Yeah, special when we ain't speaking to one another.
I imagine you found a lot of stuff you didn't know you had, too.
Oh, my, yes. Granny, ought to do this more often.
Did you say you weren't speaking?
Or to do this more often, huh?
Did you say that you and Abner weren't speaking?
No.
I thought you said a minute ago that you told him he'd stack up the feed that you'd sort out the cigars.
I did, but I never said it out loud. I wrote it on a piece of paper and handed it to him.
Oh, that makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I made up my mind I ain't speaking to him till he speaks to me. I went just as far as I'm going to patch things up, Twister.
Well, Mom, I think you fellas are going to a lot of bother to stay mad at one another. But I'm not going to interfere now. You'll have to work this thing out by yourself. Sure, Benny.
Well, we will. Don't worry about that.
Well, I better be getting back over the place, I guess. By the way, where's Miss Emmeline going?
Where's she going?
Yeah.
She ain't going nowhere, so I know her.
Well, that's funny. I saw her get on the bus and leave town yesterday evening.
On the bus?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I know it was her.
As soon as I knowed it, I knowed it. She found out that I'm practical broke. That's the trouble. Abner more likely told her.
Well, you're not broke. Abner said he was going to give you the balance of that money he got from the diamond loan. That gives you some money right there.
I ain't taking a cent of that, though. I wouldn't take nothing from that little varmint, even if it does belong to me.
Well, Lum, I think you're just being stubborn-headed about this whole thing.
Youngest, there must be some mistake about this. I better call the boarding house and find out where she's went to. Might not be too late to catch her.
Well, you'll have to go some to catch that bus, Lum. Well, I don't think she's leaving for good. She didn't look particularly unhappy or anything.
Oh, glad about it, huh? Why? Well, hello, Sister Simpson.
Just a minute. Wait a minute there. Hold it. Here. Whose receiver do you think you got a hold of?
Give it here. Don't jerk that away from me. I'm making a call here.
Not on my half of the phone, you ain't. You can talk into the mouthpiece if you want to, because that's on your half of the door. But I doggies, you better keep your hands off of that cranking receiver. I'm going to pop you right on top of the head.
Now, look, Abner, just a minute.
For goodness sake, did you fellas even divide up the telephone?
Abner, this is an awfully important
story. I don't care if it is. You ain't making it on my... What's the matter, thing? I ain't talking to you, though.
Oh, that's right. I ain't either. Okay. Dick, will you tell a certain partner of mine that I'm needing to talk on the phone bad?
I think you better let him talk on the phone, Abner.
No, sir, he ain't letting me talk on the phone. I tried to call home a couple of times today. I can ring it all right because I got the crank, and I can listen in because I got the receiver. But I can't answer nobody because that Lum always puts his hand over the mouthpiece.
Well, somebody better answer that phone right now because Sister Simpson on the other end of the line there.
Oh, that's right. Hello, Sister Simpson. This is Lum Edwards, and I can't hear you, but will you tell a certain little varmint that's listening where Miss Emmeline's went to?
Dick, you might as well tell a certain critter he's just wasting his breath because Sister Simpson's talking faster than he is.
Miss Simpson, can you hear what I'm saying? If you can, answer good and loud, and maybe I can hear you.
She can't hear nothing with all that joint she's doing.
Dick, will you ask Mr. Peabody what she's saying to me?
Dick, will you tell Mr. Edwards I'm too much of a gentleman to tell him what Sister Simpson's saying about him?
Wait a minute. What'd you hang up for? I ain't done talking yet.
You ain't even started yet. Oh, they cut down the
road. Hey, it's a fine howdy-do. Here, my finance is running away, leaving me cold, and a certain little snake in the weeds won't even let me find out where she's going or to pinch his head off.
Abner, I think you ought to relax your rules for this emergency.
If a certain tall Billy goat I know of would let a nice little feller named Mr. Peabody talk on his half of the phone, why, things might have been different.
Well, I couldn't let him do that. He was standing there on his side ringing up somebody every 5 minutes just to make me...
I want no such a thing. I just tried to call Elizabeth a couple of times, that's all, and he wouldn't let me do it.
Well, Vinny, Dick, come on. Let's go over to your store then where the phone's all one piece.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that your ring?
Yeah, but it ain't no use to bother with it. A body can't talk over it, no way.
Tom, down store and library. Abner Peabody's half talking.
Wait a minute. Quit hollering into that mouthpiece.
I ain't hollering into it.
That's mine.
I'm just talking loud. If some of the words happen to get into your mouthpiece, it ain't my fault.
Come on, Dick. Let's get out of here.
Doggie, she's saying something about a long distance call. Goodbye.
Long distance? Wait a minute. Who was that?
Oh, somebody by the name of Miss Emmeline Platt.